Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. The major averages hit fresh record highs today, but it feels like there's a much more complicated story just beneath the surface.
That's the perfect way to put it. This wasn't a broad-based rally. This was the Nvidia show, plain and simple. The stock surged almost 5%, blasting through the $200 level for the first time since it split.
And the news out of their GPU technology conference was just staggering. What was the headline number?
Over $500 billion in orders through 2026 for their next-gen chips. $500 billion. That is a monumental figure. It signals that this AI demand is not slowing down. It's accelerating.
And that strength radiated outwards, didn't it? I saw Nokia had an unbelievable day.
Unbelievable is the word. NOK was up over 22%. That's what happens when Nvidia announces it's taking a $1 billion equity stake and partnering on 6G networks. That's the Nvidia halo effect in its purest form.
Got it. But let's talk about the other side of this coin. While Nvidia and a few megacaps were flying, the broader market was less enthusiastic.
Exactly. This is the tale of two markets. The market-weighted S&P 500 was up, but the S&P 500 equal-weighted index was down almost a full percent. The Russell 2000 and the mid-cap 400 were also sold off. This tells you the average stock had a rough day.
So the generals were charging up the hill, but the troops were retreating?
That's a great analogy. It was a very narrow advance. Even the broader semiconductor index, the PHLX, was only up a modest 0.4%. It really was all about one stock pulling the averages higher.
So where was the money moving? We saw selling in the small caps and profit taking across most sectors, but some areas showed real strength, especially into the close.
Yes, and this is the key for tomorrow. We saw a clear rotation into healthcare and biotech. Stocks like Regeneron, Vertex, and IQV didn't just drift higher. They accelerated into the closing bell on expanding volume. That's a sign of conviction.
Those are the continuation setups you're watching. Let's get tactical on one of them. What does the chart of Regeneron, or REGN, tell you?
REGN had a classic trend day, closing right at its highs. For tomorrow, I'm watching for a morning pullback toward the 650 to 652 area. If buyers step in there, that's a prime entry. The alternative is a clean breakout buy through the $656 resistance level. The initial target is 660.
And on the flip side, which stocks showed weakness into the close that traders should be cautious about tomorrow?
We saw some notable power hour fades in big-name tech and consumer stocks. Think Meta, Shopify, even Dell. They bled into the close, which suggests profit-taking. I would avoid chasing those names on the long side, first thing in the morning. Let them prove themselves first.
Okay, shifting to earnings, we have to talk about Wayfair. An absolute monster move today.
A monster move on a monster report. Up over 23%. They blew away expectations, but the most important thing was management's commentary. They said the growth is structural, not a one-off blip, and that they're seeing the home furnishings category finally start to stabilize. That's a huge read-through.
And looking ahead, we have a massive catalyst tomorrow.
All eyes are on the FOMC decision. The market is widely expecting a 25 basis point rate cut. If that happens, it could provide the fuel for some of those lagging sectors, like the small caps and real estate, to finally play catch-up.
So to wrap it up for tomorrow, the main story is the narrow Nvidia-led rally. But the tactical edge is in the rotation underneath. Watch the healthcare momentum names for continuation, be wary of the late-day fades, and be ready for volatility around the Fed announcement.
That's the game plan. It's a market that's rewarding selectivity, not blind buying. Pick your spots carefully.
Excellent insights. That's all for tonight's edition of Next Day Prep. We'll be back tomorrow to break down all the action. Trade smart.